Can we say it again? Good morning to all our friends on Zoom this morning. We love you. We're glad you're with us today. I'm so happy about being able to do both. Because that means if you're not feeling well and you need to stay at home, you can and you won't miss us. We'll still be together. So that's fun. So we are in our Advent season. And that means Christmas carols at church time. Yay! No? You don't want to, they don't want to do it, Juan. So let's stand. We're going to sing Joy to the World together this morning. Thank you, Eve, for playing this beautiful piano, this vintage, beautiful piano for us. We'll have the words up. Sing loud.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth see the King. Let every heart prepare room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy.
Church Tulsa's mission and ethos.
House Church's mission is to connect people with God and with each other in an atmosphere of love and grace. As a faith community, we are committed to living relationally according to the values of our ethos. Married, divorced, and single here, it's one family that mingles here. Conservative and liberal here, we've all got to give a little here. Doubt and believe here, we all can receive here. LGBTQ plus and straight here, there's no hate here. No hate here. Woman, man, and trans here, every gender, binary or non, can here. Whatever your race here, for all of us, a place here. Rich or poor here, class differences dissolve here. Able-bodied or differently abled, you are part of the body here. In an imitation of the extravagant love God has for each of us and all of us, let us live and love the best we can by putting people first and labels second. Let it be done and let it be so. Amen. All right, some announcements. So a really great way to stay in the loop, if you are not part of the directory, there's some cards over here on this table. You can fill out your welcome card and make sure that you give it to myself and or Pastor Bonnie, but to me if you have it today. And I'll make sure that you get put in the directory. The directory is just for House Church Tulsa. It's not public. Nobody else can get in it. So you're safe. And also, it's a really great way to stay connected to what's happening within House Church. You get emails, you get text messages, you'll be up on what events are happening. Also, we have, so there's the church directly, there's also the House Church app. And if you have questions about how to download the app onto your phone, let me know and I will help you work through it. HCT Kids Christmas Party, Saturday the 11th. Parents, this is your opportunity to have a couple of hours to go out and do your shopping. And April Hammond is in charge of this. And she's not with us this morning because she's not feeling well. So we're praying and speaking healing over you, April. So get in contact with April, but pay attention to social media, Facebook, Instagram. If you have questions or you're not sure, you can send us a message through Messenger too if you want to know, or you can call one of us. We're all in the directory. Upcoming schedule, Sundays in person. Yay! Today, and can you go back? Thank you. December 5th, which is today, the 12th, and then the 19th, we're meeting here at 10:30. No services on December 26th. So what we're going to do is that service on the 19th, that's going to be our Christmas service. So be sure and come and let's all be together on that day. Food pantry in the back toward the exit. If you have a need, feel free. Take whatever you need out of there. If you have some things you want to give, some non-perishable things to put in there, we love it. All right. Mr. James, would you bring us the gospel in 3 minutes or less? Or 4 or 5 or 6?
Good morning. So as a part of getting older, not old, just older. As you all famously know, you begin to not be able to remember some things. And my wife has to remind me all the time when we're watching TV and correct me lately for certain words. And if in fact this is one that I've read recently, then you have both of us to blame because Kelly couldn't remember either. If I had done this even in the last 30 days, it is a repeat. I know I refreshed it, but anyway, here we go. Here's a famous quote of Jesus from John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and that knowing will set you free. Why then in this day of the world knowing so much about Jesus and God and truth, do we find ourselves feeling so tied up, so fearful, so not feeling free? Well, the problem may be that the word in John 8 for no is not just the regular word for no. This kind of knowing is different from, say, knowing facts, such as, I know that the United States of America became a country in 1776. Knowing that is information. Knowing facts or figures, like 2 + 2 = 4. This is not the kind of knowledge that will set you free. The word in the Greek for knowing here is something so beyond head learning that they have no connection in any way whatsoever. Let me give you an example. Let's talk about the way that two people might know the author Stephen King. You ask some random person on the street and ask the following question. Do you know Stephen King? Now, someone with general knowledge might say, oh yes, I have read many of his books. I've seen 5 of his movies that they made from the books and 1 short story that he wrote. I loved all of them. Well, except for Maximum Overdrive. That one was kind of lame, the book and the movie. But someone who knows Stephen in the way that Jesus is speaking about here, in the language of the Bible, would answer something like this. Steve, yeah, he's kind of weird. Up there writing in that room, hour after hour, day after day, week in, week out, month after month, for decades now. One day a few weeks ago, we were supposed to have lunch. I sat there in the cafe waiting. He finally texted me 1.5 hours after the time that he was supposed to arrive. Sorry, dude. I'm on a roll about a new character. It's so cool. I'll tell you later. I'm still writing. See, they know Stephen intimately, not just random information about him. A person who intimately knows Stephen can speak from experience about his brilliance and his quirky character. You couldn't tell a person much about Stephen who has this kind of knowledge that would surprise them because they really, really know him. This is what Jesus was talking about in the Bible. So let's read from the Lyric Bible, this same verse in John 8, 32. When you have an intimate relationship with the reality of the loving Father by immersing yourself and taking daily times of quiet and quieting your mind, your emotions, settling down in your body and resting into moments of thoughtful remembering of the love that he has revealed. In these restful times, you will find a place of freedom that no one nor any circumstance can ever take from you. So, to recap, just knowing the truth about the gospel or things about Jesus or the Father or even the Holy Spirit will not give you freedom that you may be seeking. Freedom from negative thoughts about yourself, worries over unknown circumstances that are just around the corner, freedoms from thoughts about how worthless you are that may come in lonely times, late at night, tapping over and over on the inside of your skull. Thud, thud, thud. But you can get to know truth just like some know Stephen King, personally, intimately, in such a way that when someone says some ugly things about God, you can say with utmost confidence, ha, that is not true. I know Papa, and he would never, ever, even remotely do or say anything about someone like that. He is crazy mad in love with everyone. You, my friend, should get to know him intimately. Intimately knowing Jesus and the Father has given me more peace of mind and body than you could ever imagine. And that's how I see the gospel in 5 minutes or less.
Beautiful. So in our Advent season, this is the week of peace. And so Amber, as always, has a peace blessing for us. But this week,
it represents a little bit more because it's part of our Advent celebration. Thank you.
Good morning. Peace to the ones who roll up their sleeves and jump in without being asked. And peace to the ones who quietly hold space in the corner. Both roles are vital. Peace to those who have done their work to wake up. And peace to those who know if we exclude the ones who are still waking, then we can never expand the circle of the woke. You and they are the beloved in Christ. Peace to the ones who have learned that sometimes doing the right thing comes with as much grief as doing the wrong thing. Peace to you, not just like the calm after the storm, but like the whole storm bowing when Jesus speaks. Peace to those who dread the shorter days and longer nights when the darkness seems to stretch out beyond what you can bear. But the darkness is not bad, for there is no form without shadow and light combined. So peace to those on an Advent journey today, packing your quiet longings and expectant hope, waiting for a special arrival. Peace when you lose your compass and forget your way, and peace to the darkness that keeps you company. Look up and remember how the stars need the darkness to shine. Look up and find your lodestar. You are the beloved in Christ. Peace to you.
Beautiful. I wanted to say that if you are interested in doing the Advent devotional for this week, there's some copies on the back table. And also there's an email that Pastor Bonnie sent out, I think last week.
It's in the app.
Featured in the app is you can download the devotional. It's really fun. There's one for the kids specifically and also one for adults. It's a really fun thing to do with your family. So I want to encourage you to do that. And before we do Grace and Peace, would you stand with me and we're going to pray for a moment. All right. Father, I thank you for your absolute amazing loving kindness and your goodness and your faithfulness. I thank you, Father, for the gifts, all of the gifts represented here and with those that are on Zoom with us today, Father. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us. Thank you that they flow well together. Thank you, Father, that we are stepping up and using them and offering them, coming to the table with all that we are, knowing that we are the beloved in Christ. God, thank you. I thank you for this day and thank you for this time. And Father, we pray for those that are sick in their bodies, and we thank you for healing. We thank you for wisdom on how to be treated. We thank you, Father, for peace as they rest. Rest, rest, rest. God, we thank you so much for all that you're doing in and amongst each and every one of us and within this body of believers and this community. We give you all the thanks, all the praise. May we leave here today with lifted hearts, eyes wide open, ears ready to hear all that you have for us throughout our week. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. When you do grace and peace, be mindful of each other. Some of us are still, not ready to hug and not ready to touch. So just be mindful of one another, but offer a blessing. Sometimes we just namaste with one another, do that, whatever's comfortable. And so go ahead, grace and peace. Those of you on Zoom, if you want to put up some comments and say hello to one another, feel free to do that. Thank you.
Grace and peace, y'all. That's what the house looks like this morning. I look so scary with this mask on. I want to hug you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today, Satan, we're doing this. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, Yeshua,
yeah.
Joshua,
yeah.
For he will save his people from their sins." This is the time for the Christmas story, for the angels we have heard on high, for babies sleeping in wombs, for the birth announcement, for this expectation, this advent, this time to see the Christ born again, to come again. Unto us a son is given. Unto us, a child is born. And the government, the order of things, the establishment system, the new system of culture will begin with him. Upon his shoulders and of his kingdom, there will be no end. We read our Hebrew texts through Jesus glasses. We see Jesus everywhere we look. And we find him hidden for our glory in these texts all along. My Jewish siblings do not see it the very same way. And I dare say there's room in this house for that difference. Advent starts with hope. And then on to its second movement of peace, which is where we are today, followed by joy and landing at home base with love. This is our story. This is our song. Mary's song of praise in Luke's gospel echoes Miriam's song and Hannah's song and David's songs as they respond to the benevolent, merciful, loving kindness of the Ancient of Days. This week, I will endeavor to share with you my song. I join that chorus. I join in with the eras and echoes and eons of time. I add my song. My song is woven together in dark hours of the night when sleep will not stay in this 43-year-old body. I'm like, why did I ever have to set an alarm? Remember those days when you had to set an alarm because you were worried you'd oversleep? Okay. My song is woven together in the struggle with health, my health issues, the coming and going of senses, the struggle of a season post-pandemic, how to emerge. My song is woven together in restlessness, anxieties abounding, people struggling. My song is written and put together for my glory, to remind myself of God's opinion of me.
Yeah.
The glory of God is God's opinion of you. That's why it's God's opinion. It's written for our glory, to remind us of God's opinion of us. It is written for our peace and for the peace of our children, for the peace of our house, for the peace of our families. It is written for our protection, for our safety, It is written so that our joy may be full. It is written for our instruction to light our path in this journey of life. This part of the song of Advent focuses on peace, and so will mine. The words of Proverbs say that counsel in the heart of a person, kind of put your hand right there, in your heart space, your core space. Counsel in the heart of a person is like a deep well of water. And in order to draw it out, it requires understanding and patience. Peace is best experienced during communion. Not necessarily the eating and taking of the juice or the wine and the bread, but of communion with God and communion with our siblings in the faith. This table, welcome to all, is also an intangible table that exists between you and me. It's a table available all the time, waiting for us to partake of the communion of faith, the communion of peace. I saw in my spirit this past week a beautiful image of communion between friends. It's a picture of what happens when real friends encounter one another. The point at which the first words begin to fill the space. The picture, the image that came to me, the picture that I got, was that our hearts are like chalices. Our hearts are like this. They hold within them the fragrant wine of our lives. The wine of our experiences, our insights, our learnings, our wisdom, our joys, and our concerns. It's like a well deep within the heart of a person. It's held there for our glory. For our peace, it holds the liquid of our life, the things that hurt, the things that were crushed to make it, the things that were pressed and cherished to create this wine of our lives. And when a true friend comes near, when that true friend finds their way to the chalice of your heart and gently, with wisdom and patience, that friend proceeds, the cup gently begins to tip in your direction. Revealing the precious contents of the heart. And from there, if the two or more are really wise, they will gently woo the content forward, asking and giving, hearing, seeing, loving, waiting, wooing, until both are nourished from your cup and mine. It comes through the words of our mouth. Death and life are in the power of your mouth. The contents of one heart is poured forward for the nourishing of your soul and mine. Both are cheered. Both are enlivened, both are comforted, if the wisdom, patience, kindness, peace is present. The health-giving wine of our lives, that is true communion. That communion of the soul is a sacred place that happens with tender, loving care.
Yeah.
It's available to each one of us. And it's the stuff of a healthy community.
Yeah.
It's the stuff of a healthy family. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff of a healthy marriage.
Yes.
Today, my song for you has been soaked and sewn together in the recesses of my soul from the time I was a zygote. Just like Jesus. When the Word of God became a flesh and blood and bone human, I chose to jog midday without my phone or podcast. Gasp. I went out without even my chapstick in my pocket. I didn't have a phone, chapstick, no headband, nothing. Out into the wild world of the sidewalk path without a phone. Wild. I went out endeavoring to listen for you. Listen for me. What would the Holy want to reveal from the contents of the wine of my life to bless the space today? This is what I heard. Thou wilt keep her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for she trusteth in thee. Peace like a river. Peace in the midst of the storm. For thou, O Lord, art the glory and the lifter of my head. Your word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light on my pathway. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Thank you for the light of your word, Jesus. For you, O Lord, thank you that that light shines in the darkness and the darkness quenches it not. For that one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty One. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you I will trust. Because they have set their love upon me, saith the Lord, therefore I will deliver them. I will set them on high because they have known my name. They shall call upon me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. On and on in my head without the podcast, these scriptures begin to bubble up. I told you they started being sewn together since I was a zygote. I told you that my mom, when I was in the womb, and this child will come forth and she will be a, okay? This is in my DNA. This scripture, these words of faith are in my DNA. And so more and more they came. No podcast needed. Come on. No podcast needed. For many are they that rise up against me, and many thoughts of mine scream loudly, there is no help for you in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, the glory and the lifter of my head. For you are my refuge and my fortress, my portion forevermore. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness. Therefore, wise one, put on the whole armor of God. Yeah, that you may be able to stand and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. For I can't be anxious for nothing. Come on, generation. I can't be anxious for nothing. Say what? Nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making my request known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes understanding. Leaving my understanding in the dust just drives right on by. shall and does right now guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of or of anxiety or of cowardice, but of power. Come on, and of love, and of a sound mind. For I have a sound mind in Christ. I have the mind of Christ and the peace of God resting in me now. As I begin to jog and I begin to remind myself of these scriptures of old that I've memorized since I was a little baby. Memorized, mama put it in me. Part of my chore list was I had to read a chapter of the Bible. Come on, it ain't a bad idea. Just put it on there. Just put it in them. Somewhere or another, Pastor Bonnie will work it out for him. It'll be all right. We'll describe it and explain it. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. And all these things, hey, we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us and gave himself for us. If God did not spare Jesus, how will he not with him freely give us all things? That includes peace in my soul. For every good gift and every perfect gift, what? Comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow. Turning, for we have this confidence to approach God without the sense of guilt or inferiority, as if sin has been forever removed from the agenda between us. There is no more agenda for what the law could not do, and that it was weak by the flesh. God did. God did it. By sending God's own self to become one of us, doing all the requirements we put on ourselves and on God for us and as us. There was a lot in that. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that is every single one of us, because this is the way God decided to save me before where the stars were made and gave their beautiful light, before there were oceans teeming with life within them, or lions majestically walking the great expansive deserts, or eagles soaring above looking keen-eyed upon the vast and expansive mountain vistas. God, our love-driven, propitious, romantic God, did the wisest, kindest, coolest thing when he placed our very beings hidden in our Lord Jesus Christ, where we would safely ride out the ages with no chance of ever being lost or alone or without hope or without peace in the world. For hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled becomes a tree of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice, for greater is the one who is in you than the one who is in the world system trying to destroy you. For there is a higher power above the legislative system, the judicial branch, the executive branch, the kings and kingdoms of this world. There is a spirit alive in the world over which death has no dominion. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be unto God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For all things are always working out for me. As we keep ourselves embedded in the love of God, things are always working out for me. For God is love, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We keep ourselves invested in this love by washing one another with the contents of our soul as we've been marinating, bathing, and luxuriating in the love of God. These words of love and water washes us from our Abba God. For the human one cannot and should not and will not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. For in him I live and move and have my being. I live and move, oh God, my righteousness, my joy, my glory in the lifter of my head. Who am I that you should be mindful of me? But you care for me. Your thoughts about me, who can know them? But I know the thoughts I have towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Plans for well-being and not for trouble. Plans for good and not for disaster. Only keep your mind on me. Let my opinion of you fill your thoughts. If there be anything praiseworthy, come on. If there be anything good, anything hopeful, anything helpful, anything beautiful, think on these things, church. And what? The God of peace Hey, we'll set up a garrison shield around you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Fear not, O my little ones. I have redeemed thee, and I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I have engraved you in my hand. Nothing can pluck you. What's up? Hallelujah. Woo! I have engraved you in my hand. Nothing can pluck you or snatch you from my grasp. If God be for us, who can be against us? For if you, being human, know how to give good things to your children who ask you, how much more will your Father give you good things to those who ask? So ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. For unto this time you have asked for nothing, but ask in my name, and I, my Father, will supply it for you, that your joy may be what? Full. If God be for us. For God so loved the cosmos that God gave God's self to be split open like a mother and crushed for the foundation of the world. In him we live and move and have our being. For as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sin from us and given us the very nature to be born again, not of flesh and blood, but of the Spirit. So be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
Know that I am in the midst of thee, and thou shalt not be shaken.
Yeah.
Use your grace that I have had you standing in. Use it to say to this mountain, use it like Zerubbabel said, peace, grace, and grace be unto that mountain. Mountain like a plain with shouts of grace, grace to it. I am the Lord, I fail not. I am the Lord, I am your shield. I am your helper.
That's right.
Yes, you are my fountain, my fullness, my water in the desert, my highway. You make my feet like hinds feet and cause me to walk upon my high places. There is nothing too difficult for you, oh Lord, nothing. Nothing is impossible with God, nothing. For you have made us to sit together with you in heavenly places. As your will is done in heaven, let it be done in this earth, in me, in my earth. Let it be done in my earth. Let it be done in my earth. That is, it is done in heaven. Let it be done in me. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Not to us, O Lord, but to thy great name give glory, and to thy name give praise. For it is not by power, and it is not by might, but it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Fear not, only be courageous. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. For you are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. You are blessed going in and blessed coming out. This is your inheritance, saith the Lord. Your righteousness is of me. And great shall be the peace of your children. Say, my kids are so peaceful. It's like, wow. It's like, oh my God. The inheritance of the Lord over my children and over my family is peace. Peace on them. So some may trust in horses and some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. When my father and mother forsake me, come on, marginalized community, when my father and mother forsake me, then and only then will the Lord take me up. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, and look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. That's us. We're the joy that was set before him. He just beat God without us. He doesn't want to do life without you. God. He endured the cross, despising the shame, for I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, as my God is supplying all my needs according to his riches by glory. Da, 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 da. I don't have to know where it's going to come from. I don't know how we're going to get there. I don't know what's going to come up next, but I know that my God is supplying all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's why I know that nothing can separate me from the love of God.
Come on.
which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Nothing. So I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, that you would know the height, the depth, the width, the length, that you would know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you would be settled deep in your spirit that you belong, that you're the beloved, that you're established in an inheritance and in a system and a legacy that is greater than you. I pray that every curse that's been upon your family and every generation would be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray that as your spirit is enlivened and your mind is illuminated, I pray that that light would just drive out that darkness, that we don't have to curse it any longer. We just simply light the candle. Light the candle of the spirit on the inside. And so as I ran without any headphones in my head, this was the podcast I heard for us. Know it.
Yeah.
Live it.
Yeah.
Remind yourself of it.
Yes.
I would remind you to stir up the gift.
Yes.
Rekindle the flame.
Yes.
Fan the fire.
Yeah.
The fire that burns deep in your soul. It requires attending. Have you ever built a fire? Did you just build it once and walk away? You have to tend your spiritual life. You've got to. And that's why you need good friends to bring the chalice of their heart up next to the chalice of your heart. And together you can have communion, life-giving communion, the bread of heaven, the bread of presence, the bread, the wine that cheers the soul.
I think I did that. That was really good.
It's not old-fashioned to get this in your spirit. It's not old-fashioned to get it in your spirit. Just remember that it is far too important to be taken literally.
That's right.
You didn't see that one coming. I pray that every word that was spoken in this house, just close your eyes and get it in you. I pray that everything that was spoken would plant itself so deeply in the soil of your soul that it would produce a garden and a harvest of peace. A harvest of peace for your children and a harvest of peace for your wife. I pray that you'd have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. I pray that you would desire the word. I pray that you would desire fellowship with your Father. I pray that in that union and in that communion, your peace would multiply. Amen. As we move forward to the next part of our service today, we have many stations and ways in which you can worship. So it starts over here with the cross. You can light a candle, say a prayer, stand around here, and say a prayer here at the cross. You can also drop a heavy burden into the water community that holds the comfort and the prayers of our community. We have our rocks back out. Everybody likes those things, and so we put them back out. Thank you, Heidi, for doing that. So what you do with that station is you basically just come up. Something that came up for you today that you want to leave here and not take home with you, something that does no longer serve you, leave it in the water, leave it in the water of community. That's another way to worship. Another way to worship is to take communion. We're going to actually participate and partake together all at the same time. So you'll come up, get your communion, take it back, sit it on your chair, and continue to worship in other ways that you like. There's the offering box here. We always worship with our money. And also the journaling cards. If something was spoken to you today or spoken in your heart that you want to remember for yourself later on, you can grab that journaling card, fill it out, and then put it back in the box for yourself. Nobody looks at those. That's completely up to you. Put it back in your envelope, put your name on it, and look at it whenever you would like later. I want it to be quiet in here as people are worshiping. Maybe you decide to just sit and think. Would you stand with me? Thank you. it's never too late.
stand with us.
Trust that you all have your world. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body broken for you. As often as you do this, remember me." Take and eat, House Church, the body. And on the same night, he took the cup. But this is my body, my blood shed for you. A new covenant in my love. As often as you do this, let it cheer your heart. And remember me. House Church, take and drink the blood of Christ. This is a season where we remember that God became flesh. If the kiddos want to grab up the cups, that is fine. Maybe don't crack every single cup, but do only those ones that accidentally break. There's laughter in the house. Laughter is good medicine. And so, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And this is love, not that we love and impress God, but that God loves us and gave God's Son to be the mercy seat for our sin. In light of this glorious truth, let us be tender-hearted toward one another, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has abundantly forgiven us. Yes. And as we have freely received today, let us go and freely give. God bless you this hour and every hour of your day. I do want to remind you that there is a little craft and sweet fair happening in the back.
Yes.
You maybe didn't know that, but over there, Jessica, point to the point where it is. Thank you for flying in all the way. I appreciate it. And so please buy stuff. We are buying locally, and it's blessing us and the household of Amanda and Pat. Amanda and Pat, do you want to say anything about what you got back there?
This week we brought butter chocolate fondue cookies and like an old-fashioned sugar cookie with like some cinnamon sprinkles. There's Rice Krispie treats that are with chocolate and all kinds of sprinkles. And then I have a bunch of handmade jewelry back there. I sit in my garage at night and just use all these different gemstones in the street with wire wrap jewelry. So come take a look at it. We're trying to turn what we love to do into something that we live off of doing. And then like I'm wearing a shirt, Pat's wearing a shirt. He's got his digital business card that I can keep directly to our website to look at all the t-shirt designs.
Yay.
Awesome. I didn't realize Pat couldn't turn around. So what your shirt says.
On the naughty list, Santa sees your post.
We see some of the Facebook posts too, so you guys see ours.
God bless you guys. Hang around, mingle, fellowship. God bless you.
You want me to say goodbye? You want to say goodbye?
Yeah, let's both say goodbye together.
Hi guys, love you. Have a great week.
Marsha, how you doing?
Marsha.
Jamie, how are you doing?
Yes.
Jamie, I can't hear you.
She's muted.
I'm not Jamie, but I'm okay.
Marsha, it again.
Yeah, I said, I'm not Jamie, but I'll go ahead and talk. I'm doing okay. You know, getting better a little bit every day. So
cool. We love you.
Service was great, Bonnie. I mean, you could almost feel like if I would have been there, that there might have been